Hello and welcome back. In the last module, we spent time going over JavaScript to add interactivity to your web page. We looked at validating input from a user as well as adding HTML content using code. In this module, we want to introduce you to a library for JavaScript called jQuery. jQuery is a set of JavaScript functions code that allows you to interact with your content in a very simple way. First, we're going to get started by adding jQuery to the web page, and then we'll look at what it can do. So I'm going to start by opening up Visual Studio Code. And again, as usual, it starts with the last file that I opened up, which in this case was our app.js. So I'm going to switch over to our index.html. Let me zoom in a few times. And now the very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to copy and paste a line of code from the exercise file, and I'm going to paste it just above my app.js, and this will remotely load jQuery into our page. So I'm going to copy this over, and I'm going to save that. And that's it. Now that we have a reference to jQuery, we can begin using it to simplify our JavaScript. So let's simplify our code. Remember in the last module, we added content to our page when the number was invalid. As a reminder, the code here is in the check number function, which is located in app.js. With jQuery, we can simplify the lines that use document.getElement.id, meaning these lines right here. And we can use the jQuery function $ID. The function does things a little differently, but here's how the new code should look using jQuery. Again, I am copying and pasting this from the exercise files to keep things pretty simple, and I suggest that you do the same. Now we have something new in our code, the dollar sign. This actually represents all of the code that was loaded by the jQuery library. Next, inside the parentheses, we use the same approach that we use in CSS for selecting an HTML element. Hashtag for an ID, period for a class, or just that tag name for a tag. In other words, $ hash small number means select the element with an ID of small number. Now, don't be confused, but it is not the same thing as document.getElementById open parentheses quote small number. Notice that you have to use the jQuery val function and not the JavaScript value function. If you are going to use jQuery to modify the document, then you should always use jQuery. Don't switch back and forth. It's confusing to you and potentially other developers you are working with. Now that I have the updated function in here, I can open up my web page again, and you'll see the functionality works exactly the same. I still have the form here, and if I put in a number 1 and I hit submit, it shows that the number is good. If I put a number 100 in, of course, it's over the number 10, so again, it gives me the same error message back. And same thing here, if I just put some text in, same thing, number was expected to be between 1 and 10. Great, now that we have a handle on how jQuery is going to help us, we are going to use a very useful function for calling other websites. There is lots of great information out on the web that we can take advantage of. For example, weather is one of those things that there are sensors all over that we can ask for temperature. Programmers expose this information through an API or application programming interface. Sometimes you will get this information for free, sometimes you will have to sign up and pay a fee. Everything from weather to mapping, sending text messages to a phone to stock market prices, you name it, there's probably an API for you to take advantage of. In this section, we have a simple API to call to get an image from the web. First, we will need to create a placeholder for the image. Let's go back to our final bootstrap row and add the content to our page. So again, I'm going to go back over to index.html. We'll take the center 6 grid section and change it to be 5 columns and add a 1 column div. Next, we're going to add a paragraph tag to that div to give it an ID of badge. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and the easiest thing to do is we're just going to copy and paste the code from the exercise and we're going to replace this entire last div. Again, this is the div with all the contact information in our web page. So I'm going to go over to the exercise file, I'm going to copy and then I'm going to highlight everything in here, and I'll go ahead and paste over it. Okay, and then if I save the page and go back to it and refresh, you really shouldn't see much of a difference at all. You still see the text down here. So yeah, there's nothing down here that's too special. Now we need to add some JavaScript to our app.js file. In this script, we are defining a function getAPIBadge that points to an API running in Microsoft Azure. We are going to use jQuery to post data to the API. Let's copy this code and modify the school name, zip code, and level, beginner or experienced. So go ahead and copy the code from the example file. And if I'm going to go back over to my app.js, and I'll add it to the end of my file here. So here's the code. And again, let's put your school name here. So I'll just put Joe's Choose to Code, the zip code of your school. I'm located in Florida, so I'll put my zip code, and then we're on the beginner course. So again, all you need to do is copy and paste this code from the exercise file, and this is a simple jQuery function that actually goes out and we're going to pull values back from an API, but at the same time, we're going to post to the API the name of your school and your zip code and what level you are, and this will let us know who's taking the course. It's a pretty cool little piece of code. Finally, on the onload message, we have to call the getAPIBadge function so that it loads when the page comes up. So I'll go ahead and I'll copy the name of this up here, and I'll go to my onload function. This is the same onload function from before. I'll add a new line, make sure to add the semicolon, I'll save it. And let's go ahead and save and refresh the page. And if you did this correctly, you should now see, when we refresh it, a nice little badge in the bottom right-hand corner. So let's give it a shot. There it is. JavaScript API complete. It might take a second or so to come up, but just be patient. So if you see this nice little symbol on the bottom right, that means you did this correctly. So congratulations. You have completed this module and called an API on another web page to pull data into your website. There are many other APIs that you can investigate and take advantage of. Almost all common APIs have sample projects to help you get started with integration into your own website. A few that you can take a look at, which I'll go ahead and pull up for you, are Bing Maps. So again, Bing Maps has a cool API that you can mess with all the documentation to let you take full advantage of all the map platform, the directions, everything. So this is really neat. Twitter, of course, they have a great one as well that lets you look through their tweets, and they have everything on here. So this is something just cool to look at. A lot of people use the Twitter API to research information. And then another one, which a lot of people look out to, is weather.com. They have an open weather API that lets you pull weather information from across the world and just basically forecast. You can see here there's just a ton of information. So I hope you learned a lot with our beginner course. We've taken you through creating some basic HTML, adding some CSS style to it. Then we introduce you to the Bootstrap framework, then a little bit of JavaScript, and then finally we hit a JavaScript API to pull some data back while sending data. This completes the beginner course. If you'd like to move forward and learn more advanced items like AngularJS and some more advanced JavaScript, go ahead and continue with the experienced course, and we'll take you through a few more exercises. Thank you, and we appreciate you watching the video, and we hope you learned a lot.